This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stuff together here. It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who joins us every week at this time. He has a plethora of knowledge. He's happy to tell you that he is a blended physician. I don't know what that means. He goes in a blender. What it means? It's shake rather than roll time now. And I think Ken is more of a traditionalist. He refers to evidence, evidence-based decisions he makes in his treatments and what his recommendations are. We also have a lot of time here for a little wonder and why, about why this thingy in our body works and that thingy in our body doesn't work. And I also had a question this week from someone who wanted to know more about Chinese medicine. So we'll get to that as we go through the hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology, a cardiological clinic in Mardura outside of Orlando in Florida. Been on the air with me many years and has helped lots of people all over the country and around the world, understanding what's going on in their body better, understanding general information, having knowledge, if you will, about the research done by any number of sources. So let's get to something that is one of my favorites, Ken, not necessarily the study itself, but the information about touching, because touching, in my mind, is something that I've learned late in life I didn't have much of when I was a youngster. I knew that I didn't have it, but I didn't know what the impact would be. And this sort of helps us all understand how important it is to have good, effective touching in your life, right?
Exactly. This is what we know scientifically about hugs and kisses. And let's start with kisses first. Romantic kissing, Doug, is an important tool, particularly for women when it comes to choosing a partner, because the personalized chemical cocktail found in an individual's saliva conveys important information to the brain about their physiological compatibility. So guys, be careful with that first kiss. Romantic kisses also help boost the immune system. When we kiss, Doug, we transfer 80 million bacteria per intimate kiss of 10 seconds. This microbial exchange acts like a vaccine, familiarizing the immune system with potential new bacterial threats and strengthening its effectiveness against a more varied array of pathogens. So every time we kiss somebody, we actually enhance, stimulate our immune system.
So whether you knew that or not, you know you like to kiss. And you know whether you're a good kisser or not. The idea, it's really kind of intriguing when you get right down to the nitty-gritty of it in terms of physiological. What is there about two lips that seems so attractive? Why do you want to go for those lips? Why don't you want to kiss them? Oh, why do you want to kiss at all? Why is the human body attracted to another body? We know what we feel, but I don't know really what goes on in our brain. Why is it that we want to touch, that we want to make love, that we want to be intimate? Why do you suppose people theorize all the time, and this is kind of the one that I go to, because I think the creator, ultimate intelligence, the source, whatever you want to call it, God, has as part of the overall system of life that we have, requires us to reproduce. And this is our way of getting excited about reproducing. You buy that?
Oh, absolutely. I think it all starts with kissing and hugs. We seek to receive and give hugs to people we love precisely because they trigger this neural pattern of comfort and affection. In romantic couples where the partners share frequent hugs, women tend to have lower blood pressure and heart rates, which suggests that this type of contact can benefit the heart literally, not just metaphorically.
I wonder about all of this stuff, because it is so personal, it's so important, it's so wonderful, the feeling that you get being touched. You know, you find the places in your body. We all have these sort of unique places in our body where we want to, you know, we want to have the touch here between your. I discovered this. Actually, I didn't discover it. My last partner did. The part, the region between your index finger and your thumb. There's something about having...
Well, everybody has their favorite places.
Yeah,
but
right.
One of the interesting findings in the study that I'm talking about is that they interviewed the women, and most women say they can, after just the first kiss, decide whether this person will be long-term compatible with them.
Really? Huh. That's it. All right, so figure that in your next kiss. And what about age as a factor here? Does that make a difference whether you're a young person?
I think this is timeless.
Doesn't make any difference. Because we all get involved in love. Hopefully we never fall out of love. Hopefully we love if we really love
somebody. I think it's a state of mind. I don't think it has anything to do with age.
Yeah. Do you learn to be better at it, though, as you get older?
I think if you're open to improving this skill, it definitely will get better.
Right. It is a skill. No question about it. It's fun. No question about that either. All right, so that's that story. Hugs and kisses. Not to be confused with my pal
Remember what Frank Sinatra said. What
did he say?
Love is lovelier the second time around.
Okay. I guess I'm way beyond that, though.
Well, you'll write your own lyrics.
You're working on yours, but I may be beyond that a little bit. All right, so hugs and kisses, that's really, all this stuff is really good for you. It's good for you to know why it's good for you as much as anything else. Speaking of things that are good for you, this is something that's very good for you. Anybody that has been observing, as we have been, you look at people and you... we're judgmental. That's just what humans are about. You look at somebody, you look good, you feel good, you can tell there's this aura that comes from people. So if you have really nice teeth, it won't be a distraction. If you don't have good teeth, you got ugly teeth that not only look bad, but they smell bad. You don't clean them, or they haven't been cleaned well for whatever the reason. Or maybe you just drink too much coffee or tea or wine or smoke too much. Whatever it is that's caused your teeth to be yellow, the fix for it is a quick call to 800-208-1797 to buy Power Swabs. Power Swabs will clean your regular teeth, your caps, crowns, veneers, false teeth, whatever it is. Whiter teeth help you look younger, do better in romance, kissing. We're just talking about kissing. This is good for kissing, and it's very inexpensive when you compare what it costs you to go to the dentist, and he charges $1,000 to whiten up your teeth. That's not as pleasant as paying a couple of bucks after you call 800-208-1797. They had then shipping you the power swabs. They come in a tube. Snap the end of the tube off. Got a Q-tip. Put it on your teeth. Whitens them up. Starts in 5 minutes. And every 6 or 7 days, you apply more. And the stains go away. The whiteness comes through. It eliminates. It sucks the stains out. It doesn't eliminate the enamel. It's good for your enamel because it purifies it. And in purifying your teeth, helps to keep your mouth clean, your gums healthy, all that good stuff. So if you're in for any or all of that, time now is to call 800-208-1797 and order Power Swabs. Use them. They're all natural. The patented tooth detergent and whitening agent is very unique, and that's why this stuff works. Developed by a dentist, now available directly to the consumer only by calling 800-208-1797. Mention DJV and you get it half price. All right, you ready? 800-208-1797. Power Swabs to whiten your teeth. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com. Back to Dr. Ken Kronos and his focus on the studies he's made this week, according to the journals, the various journals published here in our country and elsewhere around the world. Let's talk about exercise and how good it is. There's just another reason. Every week, I think we find new reasons to like exercise, Ken.
Exactly. Proceedings of the National Academy of Science this week. Just a little bit of exercise can immediately improve a person's memory. Just 10 minutes of relaxed cycling done on a stationary bike was all it took to improve recall during memory testing conducted right afterwards. So physical activity may improve memory.
We talked about this or related focus on this, I think last week or the week before, all having to do with whatever exercise you can do. What it does is boost the blood flow, the circulation, and that gets more blood into your brain. And that's why your brain works better under exercise conditions.
Well, the amazing thing here is that they didn't do very much exercise for very long, and there's still a significant benefit.
Still helps. Yeah, exactly. So why wouldn't you take a walk for 10 minutes or do whatever? Yep, exactly. All right. Next up, something really, I don't know, I guess I'm just going to ask what the theory is of shorter people may not have as much of a problem with varicose veins. Is it because there aren't as many veins or the veins aren't as long?
Well, let's talk about this. This is published this week in Circulation in the major American Heart Association clinical journal. How tall you are, Doug, may play a part in whether you are unlucky enough to develop varicose veins. Every additional 4 inches in height increases your risk of varicose veins by about 25%. Remember what's going on with the veins. There's two-way traffic for circulation in the legs. The arteries take it down, and then the veins have the hard job of pushing the blood back against gravity to the heart. So how this happens is the mechanical energy or force comes from the contraction and extension of the joints, the knee, the hips, the ankles, and then there's one-way doors, valves in the legs that hold the blood forward as it gets pumped forward so it doesn't get fall back again due to gravity. And the taller, bigger you are, the more pressure down there is on the veins, which just tends to destroy them. So it does make sense that the bigger, the taller you are, the harder you push against gravity and these veins expand and become varicose veins.
Coming up, a focus on the flu season. We'll talk about last season and what to expect for this season. Dr. Ken Kronos is here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Hone. What? Who? Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug, 21 after the hour.
makers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're going through some of his research for the past week, as if he doesn't have enough to do with his clinic at Lake Cardiology. They are practicing, working 14, 15, 16 hours a day. You can go see Dr. Ken, find out why everybody likes to go visit with him. Lake Cardiology is in Mount Dora, and their phone number is 352-735-1400. Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400. You're not satisfied with the answers you're getting? You got something crazy and unorthodox to ask him? Help yourself. Go visit him in Florida. Number for the appointment, 352-735-1400. All right, back to our list of the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 items this week. The flu last year, 80,000 people died. That's a fairly normal number because old people, the numbers are never really, they don't focus on who the victims are. You know, you hear this one's getting the flu, that one's died of the flu. But in general, every year, tens of thousands of people die of complications of the flu, right?
Actually, this is a very high number, Doug. An estimated 80,000 people died of the flu and its complication in the U.S. last winter. This is according to the CDC reporting this week. That's the disease's highest death toll in at least four decades and 24,000 more than the worst toll in recent years.
So what do you make of that, and what is your recommendation? It was because people, wasn't it last year that we were told that the flu vaccine that was prepared wasn't the right one? Was that last year?
Good memory. Last year, I think there were two issues last year. There's not one type of flu virus. There's numerous different types of genetic subtypes of flu virus, and we don't get the same one every year, and it has to be predicted.
Why don't we? What happens that changes what is out there? Why are there different strains every year? What's going on in the world, the atmosphere? Why?
That's a very good question, and it's not totally understood, but there's mutations that occur, and each year it's a little bit different than the previous year, and there are just different changes in the genetics of the virus, and one seems to dominate each year. And the one that was the dominant strain last year is actually one that usually is more virulent. It does take more death than the others, but this year, last year, it was even worse. And then second issue last year, as you mentioned, the vaccine was less effective than usual. The people who have to anticipate a year in advance which virus is going to be the dominant one did not quite guess right. And therefore, the vaccine was not as effective as it usually is. It was somewhat
of guessing. It's guesswork.
It's educated guess. That's correct. And usually the guess is pretty good. You know, it's not all guess. It's based on some science, but it's somewhat of an educated guess.
An educated guess. I don't know why that, with all the science that
there,
is a part of
there is
of
an
medicine.
Effort. There is an effort to have a universal vaccine. It is in testing, but it's probably several years out before it will be approved, and hopefully it will be effective.
What would that be, a universal vaccine? What is
effective
that?
Against all
everything?
The possible flu viruses that could possibly occur.
Some that are
as far as we know.
Right. Some that haven't been, actually, they haven't been prominent yet. All right, so there it is. Get your flu shot if you think that Ken is right. Make sure your immune system, no matter what, is tuned up. You need to be taking lots of great supplements to enhance eating well as well, but the flu shot may be an option for you as well. 28 after on the Good Day Health Program.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep, no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's a best deal. Buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. MyPillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowder. Chowder. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A new FBI investigation has begun into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh after Republican Jeff Flake said he wouldn't vote to confirm him until he learned more about Christine Blasey Ford's sexual assault accusations against him.
Glad they responded quickly and said that they could do it, and that will help. So the quicker we can get started, the quicker we can move ahead.
Flake's announcement came just hours after a confrontation with a woman who says she was sexually assaulted.
Look at me and tell me that it doesn't matter what happened to me. That you let people like that go to the highest court of the land.
The man Ford says was in the room during the attack says he'll cooperate if his answers are kept confidential. Kavanaugh denies the accusations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Let's get back to the medical action here. It is 34 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have Dr. Ken Kronhaus every week at this time. We also produce a podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. The current Dr. Ken podcast has news for those of you who are interested in non-strenuous exercise, how it helps to prevent strokes, make strokes less intense if they do occur. That information in the current podcast. Also, the FDA has approved a new drug that can prevent migraines. Get the story behind the story with Dr. Ken in this podcast. Answer the question, does breastfeeding make women more fertile? What makes fertile women more attractive to men? Those questions are answered in the current podcast as well. Excuse me, at gooddayhealthshow.com. Finally, childhood obesity has been linked to some household cleaning products. You get the information about what those products are and more information about maintaining your good health every week. Every week. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com. They're archived. You get the information about each one of them, as I just described. So the most recent one may be the one of most interest to you, but look around if you have a curiosity in a few moments. You might want to find and just sort of tapping into what Ken is all about in his research. That's again at gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, so we continue now looking at some of the issues of the week, antibiotics and appendicitis. I thought you had, when you had appendicitis, Ken, you had to have it removed.
Well, we need to bring you up to date. This is groundbreaking, practice-changing, wonderful information that comes out this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association. Doug, if you're suffering from acute appendicitis, you might be successfully treated with antibiotics and never need an operation to remove your appendix. Most appendicitis cases are uncomplicated, which simply means the organ has not ruptured, so they can be treated with antibiotics. Only when the appendix looks like it may burst immediately is an operation necessary, and the difference is easily easily seen on a CT scan. This is groundbreaking. I don't think when you and I were young, we would have ever imagined this would be a possibility.
All right. So the use of antibiotics in general, we have a lot of research. A lot of people swear by them, and a lot of people swear at them because they think the world of antibiotics has become too complicated. We've created other bugs when we've created the antibacteria, antibiotics. And are they one and the same? Antibacterials and antibiotics, are they one and the same?
Yes.
They are. Okay. So we've created that. We now have a whole field of probiotics and prebiotics that are supposed to balance out. When you take an antibiotic, antibacteria, it wipes out everything, good and bad. So you have to supplement to bring it back, or you find a way to have food do that. How do you replenish your supply? Because we all know there are billions and billions of these things in our system, and without them, we can get pretty sick.
Well, I think you mentioned a number of them and all of the above, and the antibiotics in the right setting are life-saving. There's no doubt about it. You know, just take my field of cardiology. I haven't seen a case of mitral stenosis in several years.
And what is that?
The reason why when people hear the word murmur, there's fright, fear, because you go back several decades, and when somebody heard a murmur, an extra sound in the heart, it usually meant that there was an infection in the heart valve. And people would get a strep throat, a rheumatic fever, they would get bacteria going to the heart, and that usually, and they would hear a new sound, a murmur, and that was usually a death sentence. But today, that almost never occurs. It shouldn't occur. With our antibiotics, we treat strep throat so that these infections don't travel to the heart. And mitral stenosis was the most common problem where we would see the infection of the bacteria go to the heart, and this would damage the valve, and often the patient would not survive it. And this just doesn't happen anymore. And this whole reversal of people not dying from infections of the heart is because of antibiotics. So, yeah. And pneumonia, infections of the lungs were killers. The reason in 1918, the last huge flu epidemic where 500,000 Americans died, most of the deaths were because of secondary bacterial pneumonias. Because after the virus occurred, the immune system was weakened, and then these bacterial lung infections occurred, and they still occur today, but we have antibiotics. So antibiotics have changed the whole course of survival of humans with all of these different diseases.
Okay. So a lot of people equate what you're saying, the general area of prescribed drugs. What's the difference between the stuff we're talking about here and, let's say, opioids that have been prescribed to take care of pain rather than to get rid of an infection?
Well, it's a totally different family of drugs. The antibiotics are for bacterial infections. The opioids are hopefully short-term for severe pain.
Mm-hmm. So it just,
and,
you know,
and one has to be very careful about addiction issues with opioids, they're totally, you know, they're totally different. The only common denominator is the word drug.
All right. That's it. See, I think a lot of times people, I can remember my father saying to me, when I tried to get him on things when he had his heart murmur and that sort of thing, and wanted him to get on magnesium, and he said, I take too many pills now. He didn't differentiate between one pill and the other. To him, pills were the same.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And you know, so today, heart murmurs occur, and they're I haven't had a life-threatening heart murmur. They're very, very rare. Very, very rare, fortunately. But they used to be very common. You go back to the 1930s, 40s, and even 50s, early 50s, before the huge antibiotic revolution occurred, these infections in the heart were killers to children and put incredible fear in mother and father's hearts themselves. The fact that a doctor would hear a murmur, because it usually meant that there was an infection in the heart, and it usually meant the child would die.
All right, let's move to another area. The number of, speaking of infants dying, syphilis cases in newborns has reached a 20-year high. This is congenital syphilis cases, right?
Mother
passes the syphilis, she's got it, she passes it on to the baby?
Yes, and this is an infection that can be treated if it's diagnosed with a shot of penicillin. This is out of the CDC this week. The number of newborns suffering from syphilis has nearly tripled in recent years. And this is from the STD epidemic that's really occurring right now in this country. Syphilis has long been associated with poverty, drug addiction, homelessness, and incarceration. The law requires that all women be tested for syphilis at their first prenatal exam. The CDC, however, wants women to be tested early in pregnancy, and then again, women at high risk for the infection to be retested during their pregnancy.
How do you test?
How do you test?
What's the test? You just take a swab?
Right. There's blood tests.
And five states, Arizona, California, Florida, Louisiana, and Texas, have 70% of all the cases. Wow. And the number has gone up from like 300 to almost 1,000 in the last few years. So we have a problem with sexually transmitted diseases again.
We thought
that went down, but apparently we're not using condoms or protection or much common sense, it would seem, under this circumstance. Speaking of common sense, another study here regarding obesity in women and what the problems are that are created by women who are way overweight.
Yes. British Journal of Cancer this week, very interesting. Obesity is set to overtake smoking, Doug, as the leading preventable cause of cancer in women. By 2043, obesity will become the most common cause of cancer in women if current trends continue.
So what do we do about that?
What do we do about that? We start eating the right amount of calories per day of healthy food, and we, once the doctor says it's okay, we get to the gym and work out.
Mm-hmm.
And get some exercise done somewhere, anywhere.
Yeah. Exercise, exercise, exercise.
Know how many calories, know what your ideal body weight is, and then one can calculate the calorie range for you each day based on how active you are, and then get into an exercise program somewhere, somehow, and you will lose weight the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way. Watch what you eat. Get a little exercise. Stop smoking. Duh. People used to smoke because they thought it was good for their metabolism and it would keep them thin. All these young girls that still think that? Right.
There probably are some who do, but it's not the best way to lose weight. It's not a way that should be on your menu for losing weight.
Counterintuitive. It's just stupid. But tell that to somebody who's Kara's age or younger. I don't get it. When these kids, you see these kids in high school smoking, the girls anyway, it's, what do you think? What's going on with you? Aren't they teaching health, ed, and in high school, so that people know what's going on in their lungs when they smoke? Hey, let's get some good rest. Here's a study on what is the key to better health from bedtime point of view.
Absolutely, Doug. This is from Scientific Reports this week. As important as getting close to 8 hours of sleep a night is, the news this week is that going to bed and waking up at the same time every day is just as critical for your health. Those who do not keep to a regular bedtime and wake time weigh more, have higher blood sugar, higher blood pressure, and a higher risk of heart attack or stroke within 10 years. Irregular sleepers are also more likely to say they suffer from depression and stress than those who stick to regular sleeping patterns. I think people underestimate how important quality sleep is to their personal well-being, both mentally and physically.
Yeah, depression is a big factor these days as well. All right, speaking of good sleep, let's see what we can do to enhance that by you using the MyPillow products that you can find at MyPillow.com. That seems rather intuitive, doesn't it? Go to MyPillow.com and see all the pillows. Find out about Mike Lindell, who invented the MyPillow because of his own need to have a better night's rest. He couldn't find a pillow that he liked. He was an engineer, so he figured it out on his own. MyPillow. pillow. Try it for 60 days. You don't like it? Send it back. All these pillows are available at deep discounts using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I'm Al Peterson, reporting for Cummins. Do you have a plan in the event of severe weather or a disaster? Cheryl Nelson, disaster preparedness expert, offers her tips on how to make sure your home, your family, and your pets are safe. Cheryl, why should people be thinking about disaster preparedness now?
Well, September is National Preparedness Month, and a recent survey conducted by Cummins revealed that 75% of people who experienced hurricanes and power outages wish that they were more prepared with basics like food, water, flashlights, batteries, and backup power.
What types of things should we do now to prepare?
Severe weather and upcoming fall and winter storms can lead to power outages from wind and falling trees, which can be costly and dangerous. Having a standby generator like a Cummins Quiet Connect means that your power can be restored the minute it goes out and will stay on for the duration of an outage. These professionally installed generators can restore power to your entire home for comfort, safety, and peace of mind.
What are some other important tips?
Ensure that your yard is free of debris and that any trees that could topple onto power lines are safely trimmed. Have a family communicated plan and assemble a disaster prep kit that includes necessities like bottled water, blankets, non-perishable food, prescription refills, batteries, device chargers, single dollar bills, and a NOAA weather radio.
Thanks, Cheryl. For more information, visit Cummins.com/weatherprep. That's Cummins.com/weatherprep.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Medical news and information, another adjunct to, we're all about information, trying to make it entertaining, but certainly memorable. There is a list out of medications that are linked to a higher allergy risk among children. This is not only in our country, but all around the world, because the prevalence of allergies and asthma continuing to rise. New study suggests one possible factor that could explain why the linking of acid suppressive medications and antibiotics during infancy with the subsequent development of allergic diseases, asthma is included. Dr. Edward Miter, who is the lead author of the study, says, quote, these medications are given frequently. In our study, we found that about 8% of all children receive a prescription for acid suppressive therapy when they're young. Acid suppressive medications are typically prescribed or available over the counter to help reduce problems related to gastric acidity. Acid reflux, be an example of that, ulcers, that sort of thing. There are some infants with severe gastroesophageal reflux who have disease from this and who warrant medical therapy, but it's not likely the vast majority have that problem. Food allergies in our country affect about 5% of children, 4% of adults. Most important thing, the doctor says, is that these medications, the acid suppressors and the antibiotics, not only affected food allergy, but also affect other allergies, asthma, skin problems, dermatitis, eczema, that sort of thing, as well as other respiratory allergies like nasal and eye allergies, even affected drug allergy development. So I guess the important thing to remember here is not to run to the drug counter when your baby is being a baby. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, I saw something about doctors and the prescription of opioids this week. There is a study out, a 10-year study, suggesting that a lot of prescribed opioids go out without a clear reason 30% of the time. And this thing from the Annals of Internal Medicine, people look at pain diagnoses and just say, okay, here's an opioid. And that's gone on from 2014, 15, 16. Two-thirds of the scripts had a documented reason, painkillers usually treating back pain, arthritis, diabetes, that sort of thing. And cancer is also connected to this. But then zero pain justification for 30-some-odd percent of the prescriptions. What do you make of that?
Doug, I don't understand this report because this is not an area that I personally prescribe in. And I talk to my colleagues who do this, and they are shocked by this. And frankly, this is shocking behavior. I'm not proud to hear this report, but I don't know what it's not happening in my local area.
Yeah, pretty obscene. Dr. Ken, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good day, health. I say good day because there's a tradition in my broadcast book of bringing people a good day, and I have a focus of that when people join me like Dr. Ken Kronos, who is here continuing to overview the sources of information every week. He studies the journals, and we come up with a number of stories. We'll put three of them together because they're is an emphasis on children in these three, starting with a focus on mothers who smoke pot. What happens to the children of mothers who smoke pot? Is this just smoking pot or smoking pot while they're pregnant with their children?
This is just smoking pot after their children are born. If mom uses pot, her kids may be more likely to try it themselves at an earlier age. Early initiation is one of the strongest predictors of the likelihood of experiencing health consequences from marijuana use. This is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine this week.
Okay, so let's follow this through a little bit. Smoking in general, my mother smoked when she was pregnant with all three of us. I have secondhand smoke issues now, as you know, being my doctor of record. So there is that, but now there wasn't any, it was accepted, so you didn't find anybody afraid to smoke around their children. Is it the case that people who smoke marijuana do it just sort of openly around their children, or do they do it when nobody's looking?
Both.
And It is. I mean,
both
I can't imagine.
And it's sad. And marijuana use among children and teens, it's linked to problems with attention, concentration, decision-making, and working memory. Young people may experience prolonged impulsivity for weeks after using the drug and reductions in IQ, anxiety, symptoms of depression, and other thinking problems that last into adulthood.
Yeah, but when you think about it, I get that. But I'm thinking about mothers. I can't imagine a mother lighting up a joint around her children. It just doesn't equate with me. But why is it any different, really, if you flash back to 65 years ago when I was a kid, when my mother smoked, there was no reluctance
exactly.
to do it. So is that where we're going with marijuana? It just seems a disconnect.
That way, and it's such a disconnect to you because you don't do it. But that's where this study is reflecting, that those parents who do use it, their kids seem to start it earlier.
All right, breast milk and what it does to brain development. Listen up if you have a baby in the cooker. Maybe if you're worried about it being a preemie, this will help you relax a little bit, Ken.
Some good news. Premature babies are at risk for long-term problems with thinking and learning, Doug. The news this week, breastfeeding premature babies could boost their brain development. Helping mothers breastfeed after preterm delivery may improve long-term outcomes. This is out of the medical journal Neuroimaging this week.
So would that be the same if you were feeding the child or feeding yourself raw milk, one wonders? If you're feeding the preemie, this is after the preemie is born, obviously.
Correct.
You do breast milk. I wonder how raw milk fits into that, because breast milk is basically raw milk.
Well, let's do a study.
Yeah. All right. Who's paying for it, you or me?
Hopefully neither.
All right. Dr. Ken. And focus now on Calitrin, Calotren. If you take Calitrin at bedtime, then you go right to bed, within the first hour and a half, your body goes through rejuvenation. That's what happens when you go to sleep. You got your mind in a good place. It's good for your body as well. Regrowing your body, repairing your body starts once you've been asleep for about 90 minutes. Calitrin works with your body's natural repair system to support and strengthen lean muscle tissue. So if you exercise at all, remember, the main ingredient here of Calitrin is collagen, which is the protein, the building block of your life. And it starts to disappear when you get older. That's why you have to supplement. That's why Calitrin is the best supplementation, because it's all natural. And the benefits, not only losing weight, because it helps you build that lean muscle, push out the fat, burn it off when you're exercising, but the benefits are also great for your joints and that sort of thing, because collagen is very important for your bone and joint health. So let's get on the bandwagon. Collagen, main ingredient in Calitrin, which you can get by going to toploss.com. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code, 10% off whatever you buy, plus the fourth bottle is free. Toploss.com. Lose the weight with Calitrin.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.